Well, Mervyn, first of all, obviously delighted to be through to another county final. In terms of performance, how happy are you with that?
Yeah, we're delighted with that performance. I suppose that's our best all year, you know. And again, it came at the right time, you know, when you're the time of year that it came, when you're going into semi-finals, and that's when you want to perform. It's not the start of September that you want to be performing. So I think the timing was right. And we showed a lot of character and showed a lot of experience there today.
Very cagey, obviously, in the early exchanges, which was expected, obviously. But both sides know each other well, but at the same time, you know, testing each other out. But you got through for the crucial goal at a crucial time.
Yeah, there's a wee bit of that. But I felt that Gidor controlled that game for at least 80% of the game. You know, if you take an overall picture of it, you know, I thought we were really composed on the attack. I think our shot selection was very good, and you know, defensively very good. Turned over a lot of balls. Both teams have turned over a lot of balls, but look, again, good performance from both sides. But overall, I think good over control the game.
Tell me, 1-4-4 up at halftime. What was the mood?
Yeah, well, it's a 3-point lead. It's not, I suppose, it's not the greatest lead in the world, but we, I suppose, we had 8 points against Bundoran last week, and what, 6-7 minutes left to go in the game. And you know, you learn from these things, and I suppose it's the best thing that happened is, you know, coming off that Bundoran game, it's just switching off. And again, today the focus was there for the whole 65-66 minutes or whatever was in it, and that's what you look for when it comes to championship.
Yale had all the appearance of a team that came out to put the game away early in the second half, and you got the perfect start with the goal from Dara.
Yeah, but it wasn't that we talked about that. It was just that's what happened, you know. And if you get a start like that, you know, you try to make sure that you hold on to that lead then. And it's a dream start going into a second half, you know.
How conscious were you of the Bundoran comeback in that second half? Because Kilcar kept pawing away at you, you know, and it really took the third goal.
I did, but at the same time, you know, our boys just completely switched off in the Bundoran game, and there's no point in saying they didn't. Like, our discipline had gone out. The one I thought our discipline was 100% today. Again, it was a learning curve, you know, from the Bundoran game, and I think we learned a lot from that. And you know, discipline's a massive part of it. I think for any team, if you can maintain your discipline, it's half the battle.
Yeah, went to the bench today. Obviously, had to go once or twice, and just shows that strength that's there as well.
Yeah, delighted with the bench. I think we have. I think there's a little bit more depth in the squad this year, which is good, like, you know. And we're delighted with the couple of lads that came on. I know they didn't come on until late, but you know, we probably didn't use the likes of Ethan Harkin there today, and who else didn't? Peter came on, sorry, I can't remember who else. Big Gavin came on, and these boys. So look, we're delighted with the boys that come on. We know we trust them boys to come on and do a job.
I thought it struck me early in the second half, Gidor's championship is really starting today.
Well, I don't know about that. I suppose, you know,
you said you timed it.
Well, yeah, I suppose I did say that, all right, but at the same time we did. I suppose you are looking, as I said, you can't be looking at winning championships in early August. I think the timing was 100% for us, yeah, running into this. But the thing is, we've got to maintain that standard now going into the final.
Yeah, because you're meeting a team again, you know, well, obviously, in Niamh Connell, and they've suffered pain over the last couple of seasons, so they'll be wounded.
Yeah, of course they will, yeah. And again, like, they're one of the better, you know, they're the best team in the county as in forwards wise, because they have a lot of shooters. And what I mean is this: no matter what you do defensively, like, when you have long range shooters like they have, it's really difficult to contain a team like that, you know. And you know, defensively, you've got to be really, really solid, and you've got to be able to react very quickly to, you know, I'm not going to name their shooters, but obviously we know there's four or five guys that can shoot from long range there, and I don't think any other team in the county has that.
A lot of great performances out there today now, so it's a matter of building on that, obviously, for the next day. And, you know, you have 2 weeks to prepare now.
Yeah, and I looked at both teams very experienced now going into the final. And, you know, again, I honestly think, looking at the two semi-finals, I think everybody would have thought it was going to be a Unions and Kilcar final, but it just shows you that's the way football is. And I guess, again, it came down to the experience of both teams on the day, and we're just delighted where we're at.